People traveling on Highway 41 just north of Oshkosh on July 30th and 31st might have noticed Jacob Burns. He was the guy holding a 3-foot square sign aloft. It read, "No Bush, No Kerry, Vote Bednarik." It referred to Michael Bednarik, the Libertarian candidate for president. After 2 days and some citizen complaints, a Winnebago County Sheriff's deputy asked Burns to put the sign down. He refused and got a ticket for about $180. Michael Brooks is the Winnebago County Sheriff. He says the sign was distracting.
One only has to take a look at their own experiences when they have gone by accident scenes where people are distracted and a secondary and a third accident occur.
But the American Civil Liberties Union maintains Burns' First Amendment rights have been violated. Oshkosh attorney George Curtis is on the case. He says the state statute his client is charged with violating doesn't fit the bill. Burns was cited for maintaining a sign that imitates or obscures an existing legitimate traffic sign.
I don't think there's any way it could be confused with a traffic sign. Secondly, he's right on top of a highway where you don't have a traffic sign. Thirdly, it wasn't attached to anything. He's just standing there holding the sign expressing his political opinion.
Ultimately, Jacob Burns might not have to pay the $180 ticket. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is asking the district attorney to review the case. If the situation doesn't fall under the state statute, it could be thrown out. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.